It is Good Shepherd Sunday. I am the Good Shepherd, says our Lord. Not once, but twice. And the Good Shepherd lays down his life, dies for his flock. On this day, the church focuses on the role of shepherd and the hierarchy of the church. I've put in the bulletin a breakdown of that hierarchy. And hierarchy is just an old Greek word for structure. Be it the football club, be it the CWA, be it the hospital, schools, every organisation has a structure because there's different roles and different people play different parts. And therefore it has to be organised in a set way. What's distinct to all other organisations and the Catholic Church, the Christian Church founded by Christ, is that they are human in design. The structure of the Catholic Church is divine by origin and outcome. Formed by God in heaven, its purpose is to make us saints in his kingdom. And therefore, the divine structure of Christ shall never pass. When I say the structure, we're talking here bishop, priest, deacon, laity. That's the basics. When you hear of church terms such as dean, monsignor, cardinal, these are honorary titles given by the church, not by Christ. They can come and go. They can be added to and some may slip away. But the basic design given to us in holy orders, instituted on that Thursday night, the night our Lord was betrayed, of bishop, priest and deacon, a sheep being looked after by the shepherd, is God's will. And we've always had a pope. They always haven't been good popes, or we've been waiting a few years for the pope to be elected, but we'll always have a pope in the church, who would be the bishop, presently the Bishop of Rome. But originally Peter, chosen by Christ to be the head of the apostolic band, was Bishop of Antioch before he moved to Rome. So the Pope appoints bishops, there's about 4,000 in the world, and each bishop is the shepherd of a diocese where God's flock live. And then he appoints parish priests to look after the local scene, the parishes of God's people. And that's the basic design. And of course, deacons become, generally speaking, priests. We have a deacon at the moment from the Lavington Parish helping out on the weekends. And in time, he shall become a priest. So bishop, priest and deacon is the structure of holy orders. And today we think about the parts they play in God's story. For the history of the church is a divine story ruled by God, and we humans play a part. Now, every good story has four components, four elements, as there are the four causes. The four elements of every good story are the characters, the plot and theme, the background and the style. Now, stories can vary tremendously in style. Think of Shakespeare compared to Harry Potter, dialogue versus poetry, or perhaps Dante and the Divine Comedy pitched against Dickens. Completely different styles. And of course, we read the type of style we want. Behind the style is the background. Is it a space odyssey, a Star Wars saga? Is it a Western? The background paints the picture, the surroundings of the story. Of course, there's a certain fascination at the moment with the Narnia Chronicles and Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings and stories like that, which are fiction but have some deep meaning. Their background can fascinate some. Sadly, the vampire fascination has taken over in the Twilight series, according to some people. But that's the background. That paints a picture for the plot and the theme. And that's the most important aspect. That's what we always take away from a story, the plot. What happened? Whether it's a who did it, or whether it's a romance, the plot is most important. And behind the plot is a moral theme, if it's a good book. Now, what makes us read the book? Often, It's the characters. It's the characters that fascinate us in every book. Whether it's a Frodo Baggins in Lord of the Rings or some other character, they're the people we fall in love with or talk about because we emulate or imitate their example. So too in the story of the church, the history of the church, we've got characters, characters against the background of perhaps the Middle Ages or perhaps of our more modern times. We can think about, for example, during the week we have a character called Peter Chanel, who's a martyr of Oceania. He was a French priest of the Maoist order sent out to evangelise an island, Futuna. And his life was complete and utter waste of time until he died. And like a shepherd, Christ himself, the good shepherd, the shedding of his blood brought about the conversion of all the people on that island. And they're still dead today, they are Christian, because of his effort as a shepherd. Of course, we can think about perhaps yesterday, the Anzac moment, 100 years ago, and John Fay. John Fay was the longest serving military chaplain in the First World War, and the only priest on that beach 100 years ago serving, tending, caring for God's flock. He shouldn't have been there as a non-combatant, but he wanted to be on that destroyer as the boys landed, to be there with them. Little did he know what would await him. And he wrote later on to his family saying, it was the longest and the hardest day of my life. Bandaging up the wounded, consoling them, assisting those who were dying with the last rites, and then praying for the dead. It was endless. He gave himself tirelessly for his flock, the soldiers in the battlefield. Or perhaps we think about the character Padre Pio, who was a Franciscan mystic who died in the 60s, and how he tended his vast flock, spiritually speaking, in different ways, at different times and places. Or perhaps when we think about a shepherd, someone as a character in God's story, our mind goes back to that Pope, John Paul, now Saint John Paul the Great, who was the most travelled Pope in our modern times, and at his death had the largest funeral in human history. What an extraordinary man he was, with a difficult background or childhood he had to endure. But God blessed him and he became a great shepherd for all the world to note. So think about the people that have influenced you in your life, especially within the context of the church today. Thank God for them. And realise too that we are part and parcel of the story of the church today. And against the background of our life, let us make sure we convey a moral theme, a plot that enlightens us and leads us closer to God in heaven. But most importantly, let us think about how we play our part as characters in God's story. At the end of the day, it's his story in the sense that it's God's plan that we are involved in. And it's God's church that he wants us to work within. We pray for the Good Shepherd in Rome, Pope Francis on this day, our local bishop. We pray that God may bless them and assist them in their work. And also at the end of today, we have a leading collection to provide for the seminarians who are training to be future shepherds of you, the flock of God's people in this diocese. In doing so, we make not just this Good Shepherd Sunday real, but tangible. And we remind ourselves of the structure of the church, of God's family, of which we belong. Praise be Jesus Christ.